17-14 left. Second period, Beavers with the Charlie O'Connor goal on the first, lead 1-0. Jerry Fitzgerald steals, gets the goalie down, comes back in, shoots, goal! Oh! Stephon Williams barking immediately to the referee. He never got back out in front of the goal line. Beavers has it now anyway, lead it 2-0.
Well, and Fitzgerald started that play by taking a great angle and stealing the puck off the sideboards, got the goalie down and around and came and just put it in the back of the wraparound. And that's going to count, Brian. The Beaver that got knocked into the Maverick was knocked into him by a defenseman. Almost should be a penalty against the Mavericks. Watch. He gets dumped into the goaltender, and that's going to be a goal for Bemidji State. There's nothing to review there, Brian.
It was an absolute cross-check in the slot.
Oh, yeah, it should be a penalty against Foguth. Now, it can't be on review. They won't call a penalty upon review, but it's clearly going to be a goal. And Stephon Williams has nobody but his defenseman to blame for. I don't know if he would have got back in the net anyway, Brian.
He was flopping.
He was flopping, and he came way out. That's got to be a goal.
It's taking them longer to look at this than I would like.
Well, there's nothing to look at. I mean, that's as clear cut as you can get. And I don't know which Fitzgerald it was, but how do you control yourself getting cross-checked down? I mean, it's pretty simple. And another big second period goal after a first period goal, just like yesterday, and Bemidji State's up 2-0, and it was all Jerry Fitzgerald, unassisted, took a great angle to the puck. He saw where it was going, great anticipation. Stole it, got the goalie down, walked around, and slid it into the open net.
His fourth goal of the season, number 21, Jerry Fitzgerald. Assist to number 17, Leo Fitzgerald, and number 7, Matt Prapovesis.
Prap's had a heck of a weekend.
I guess they're going to give some assists there. They must have dumped it in or something.
Beavers with a little giddy up in their step right now. Phil Brewer. Rocked off of the play, comes to center. Ruslan Padan brings it right back in for BSU. He's bumped off the play there by John Utsi. Beavers 2, Mavericks nothing. 16:30 to play here in the second period. Minnesota State slides it into the offensive zone. Graham McCormick over to the far side. John Parker picks it up for the Beavers. Beavers have a 3-on-2 if they hurry up, and John Parker gets slowed down with the puck by C.J. Franklin. Mavericks going to dump it in. Max Gady rolled off his stick a little bit. Brett Beauvais fires it ahead. Marcus Gerbrandt, left side wall, throws it right into the chest of Stephon Williams. He'll hang on. With 16:08 to play here in the second period.
Well, that's a good shot. Good pass by Beauvais to get it by the forechecker along the boards. And then, not a whole lot going on there on that rush. So not a bad shot. Top of the faceoff circle, let it go. Never know if you're going to get a rebound, force the goalie to make a stop. And face off down in the Maverick zone to the right of Stephon Williams. He's only lost twice and has given up more in this game than he gives up on average in a game all season.
I don't know that we have this available to us, but I'd like to know the last time the Mavericks were down by 2 goals.
They
played so well.
They have.
The steamrolled people. Back behind the net's Eddie Bluger. Tries a little wraparound. Bitzer hugging the near side post. Another centering pass comes right through the slot. Nate Arntz muscles the puck out to center. Fires it right onto the stick of Miles Fitzgerald. Miles into the right circle. Backhand down low, looking for Gerbrandt. It was about 3 feet out in front of him. Circles over to the left side.
Thought he was going to shoot it.
Mavericks will clear it to center. Michael Hunterbrinker stood up at the line. Nate Arntz. Pretty good shift here by Nate Arntz. The Beavers ice the puck. 15:20 to play in the second period. Beavers with a 2-0 lead.
Well, they got the 3-on-2, and then again, Miles, I think, was thinking to slide it ahead to Gerbrandt coming down the left wing, but too far out in front of him, and he was in prime-time shooting area, even though he's on the backhand. That's why I thought he was going to let it fly and see what happens. Backhand is a tough shot for the goaltender to stop. One, he's not expecting it, because so many times now they're moving around to get to their forehand, which gives the goalie a little bit more time to react. And two, they just don't know how it's coming at you.
Either does the shooter, though.
Well, true.
Mavericks keep it into the offensive zone. Carter Foguth knocks down Ruslan Padan. Take it back. That's 26. Miles Fitzgerald. I have to admit to all Beaver Nation that even after a 14-hour bus ride to Lake Superior State last week, still couldn't tell you which Fitzgerald I'm talking to. 15:09 left, second period. Shots are 9-7 in favor of BSU. Those two extra shots equated to a 2-0 advantage. Well, Tom Sertori wants an explanation from the referees here.
Why it's in Bemidji State zone. I think he has a legitimate gripe there. Obviously don't want a defensive zone faceoff if you don't have to, and the puck was right at the blue line and went into the Maverick bench. But they must have said that...
How could it have gone off Miles? He was being sat on.
Well, he hit it. You know how you try to throw it outside the zone. It hit a Maverick. He was the last one to have possession of the puck.
Brennan Harms off the glass and out to center ice it comes. They did let BSU change, so... That must have been the other part of that for the referees, that it didn't go out in their defensive end, so you can get a change.
Well, the Ward, Harms, and O'Connor line out there, they got the first goal of the game. And how about Brendan Harms? He comes back after injury and gets a great pass to Prapovesis on the power play to get the first goal last night, and then helps with the setup again tonight.
Kramp flutters one in on Stephon Williams. He fights it over into the corner. Now back behind the net it goes. Corey Ward is there for the Beavers. End up along the wall. Harms gets it back now into the right circle. Harms run into by Brent Stern. Wrapped around to the near side wall. Beavers will keep it alive. Corey Ward to Brett Beauvais at the left. Beauvais makes a man move. Comes walking in with a shot. Quick glove save by Stephon Williams.
There is an experienced play for Beauvais, the freshman.
That wasn't bad.
Makes the shot, gets the defenseman down, and goes around him.
2-0 Beavs, 14:25 left in the second on the Beaver Radio Network.